Duluth's downtown Peregrine Falcon babies have been growing rapidly. Just 2 weeks ago, on June 16th, the four babies were small and covered in soft white baby down feathers. But when the month ended, they were adult size and brown and sleek, just a few downy feathers still poking through to betray their youth. And like a baby reaching the toddler stage and climbing out of his crib, these falcons were growing too restless to want to stay in their nest box. Early in the morning on July 2nd, the older of the two males, named Dudley by the Raptor Resource Project, finally jumped out before Hawk Ridge's Julie O'Connor or other observers had arrived to witness his first flight. When Julie got there, she could tell that one of the babies was missing, but no one could figure out where he was. In early afternoon, Anthony Carman discovered him on the sidewalk on the upper level of the lake walk. His band number, D99, was easily read. After people watched him for a few minutes, the young falcon took off and flew toward Canal Park. Julie didn't find him again that day, but wrote in her Peregrine Watch report, "As he flew away, I had no feeling of concern for his ability to get around. He flew with power and confidence." Meanwhile, back at the Hotel Duluth, the other male had jumped from the nest box and was walking about on a ledge of the building. At one point, the mother brought him a meal there. The two females, much larger and so requiring more time to develop before they can fly, were still in the box. The younger of the two hadn't even ventured onto the perch that sticks out of the actual nest box, though the older one was spending much of her time on the perch. This week promises to be an exciting one as Dudley perfects his flying skills and the other three birds take wing for the very first time. Sometimes in their inexperience, fledgling peregrines end up grounded for a bit. This happens in the wild as well as in cities, and is both normal and usually quite survivable. But in the wild, they don't have to deal with automobiles, nor with curious people walking up to them and even picking them up. Julie O'Connor has developed a baby peregrine rescue protocol and brought a falcon rescue kit to the Fond du Luth Casino, so if a grounded bird does need assistance, someone will be able to help. Hawk Ridge, the city of Duluth, and the casino funded flyers that are posted here and there downtown, telling people what to do if they come across a grounded falcon. It's hard to even believe that fledglings are babies. They're fully as huge as their parents. When one does require assistance, the rescuer must take certain precautions to protect hands from the fierce talons. This week will be the scary one. By July 10th, all four babies should be flying about just fine. But if we watch the babies' first flights with a bit of trepidation, it's also thrilling seeing these young birds that had been so tiny, white, and fluffy transform themselves into the fastest birds on the planet. Their parents will continue to feed and protect them for a few weeks to come as the little guys learn hunting skills. This autumn, the Raptor Resource Project will replace the nest box, which is getting rather decrepit, with a new one. And binoculars.com will be providing a nest cam in the new box so we can see photos of the eggs and chicks at every stage. With luck, this pair will continue to raise baby falcons in downtown Duluth for many years to come. Every year we'll have a heart-stopping week or so when the new babies are learning to fly, and every year we'll marvel anew at the miracle of eggs turning into chicks, which turn into falcons. For baby falcons are really and truly miracles, and no real miracle can ever grow old. If you find yourself in downtown Duluth in the first couple of weeks of July, try to stop by Julie O'Connor's station at Lake Place Park to see this miracle up close and personal. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.